This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Well, it looks like, you know, I'm looking around the studio, it's just me. So, today, Jason and I are going to be side by side on the broadcast. And I'll be talking about some tips from my unfinished, not for sale, not published book. And some commentaries on things I think might be food for thought as we go down the drain. I was talking with one of our instructors last night. He was on the West Coast. And he was telling me that some banks have just closed. Banks have closed. That's something that we're not used to, right? We are used to going to the corner or downtown or wherever your bank might be in your hamlet and being able to make those transactions. I know that we've shifted from in-person banking and cash banking to more and more online and more electronic banking, but what would happen if your bank closed? And let's say it were a small, oh, I don't know, maybe 4, 5, or 6 branch bank. What would happen? What would you do? Let's say your savings happens to be in that bank, your checking happens to be in that bank, and the bank fails, just shuts up, shuts down, closes. Sign on the door says closed. No warning. Well, I decided to do a little bit of research about failed banks. And there's a website that says www.fdic.gov. FDIC stands for Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Federal Deposit Insurance, and the operative word is corporation. And it says since 1933, no depositor has lost a penny of FDIC insured funds. Well, that sounds kind of reassuring, doesn't it? No depositor has lost a penny. Have they lost tens of thousands? It doesn't say that. It just says they haven't lost a penny. So you have to read the words. Now, does it mean that when the bank has failed, that they immediately got their funds? Like, you know, they made a call, and they called the number on the door that said closed on the front door of the bank. They called that number, and they said, oh, yeah, you're fine, no problem. Get your money over here at this other bank. That's not what happens. So, I'm looking at fdic.gov/bank/individual/failed/banklist.html. And all you have to do is search for closed banks. And you'll see some search engine results, and you can click on the ones that make sense to you. And I clicked on one, and there's a list of failed banks since October 1st of 2000. How many are there in the United States? 561. 561 bank failures. And, April 3rd one failed. That was called the First State Bank in Barboursville, West Virginia. Then the Erickson State Bank in Erickson, Nebraska failed. Then the City National Bank of New Jersey. City National Bank of New Jersey. That kind of sounds like it's a big bank, doesn't it? Well, it may not be, but City National Bank of New Jersey in Newark, New Jersey, failed in November 1st, on November 1st of 2019. So there's plenty of these banks that have failed. And why am I telling you this? So you know that this can happen. Now, what would you do? What would you do if you thought there was a possibility of bank failures? What would you do? Well, in my world, I would go get some cash. And I would make sure that I had cash on hand for what? Well, let's say someone were arrested in the family, you know, on trumped up charges. It's happened to our neighbor. She was arrested. Drugs were found underneath her front porch, or I'm sorry, her back porch, that belonged to a jailer at the sheriff's office. Sheriff knew exactly where to look. They found a vial of pills, and the pill label said the name of the person who worked at the jail as a jailer. So they arrested my neighbor. And so she was in jail, in the local county jail, for a week because she didn't have $1,500 to post bond. Happened on the weekend. Banks were closed. It was a mess. So, do you have any cash on hand? Do you think you should have cash on hand? So, let's say your bank fails, and the Federal Deposit Insurance Company says, you're covered, don't worry about it. We got you covered. And we'll process that. Now, we have up to 7 years to get you your money back. Do you think you'll lose your house by then? You know, you've got your homeowner's insurance. You've got your gas bill, electric bill. Let's say you have an oil burner, your oil heating bill. Let's say you have water, your water bill. You know, all those bills, taxes. So you have all those things, you know, mounting up in your bank's closed. So obviously you should diversify, right? You shouldn't have all your eggs in one bank. You should have them spread out. But we're lazy. And, you know, we like Sally. She's at the bank. She's our good friend. We don't know where she lives, but she's our good friend. She smiles every time we go in there. So we keep all of our eggs in her bank. That may not be the best thing to do. So you may want to consider getting some cash out. When? Well, you got plenty of time. I mean, banks don't close till, let's say, 4:30 today. So you got plenty of time. Should you wait till Monday? I don't think so. And what denomination should you have that cash in? Well, ones aren't all that important. You know, fives and tens and twenties and hundreds. That makes sense. Because what would you do if you wanted to buy food and your bank is closed and your debit card doesn't work? And you go to write a check on your checking account and the cashier says, I'm sorry, but your bank is closed. You may not even know your bank is closed. They close without telling you. They just put a sign on the door. You find out when your funds are not available. You think I'm kidding? Don't believe me. Research it for yourself. We are living in some really dangerous and serious times. Let's say your bank was in the combat zone, and there are plenty of combat zones in the United States of America right now. These combat zones are on fire. Tear gas, smoke grenades, rubber bullets, Molotov cocktails, buildings burning, firemen not putting them out, police not protecting property. Who wants to go there? We're finding out here at the farm that the internet is really unstable. Why is that? Is it because the central office somewhere between us and wherever we're trying to connect has been burned down? I don't know. I really don't know. But maybe the infrastructure is on fire in various locations. Actually, I'm sure it is. That leads me to the point where I'm thinking about Netflix. Well, we can sit back and watch Netflix, right? Well, maybe not. Is the internet working? Is the internet working between you and Netflix? I don't know. I can tell you that the internet throughput has gone down at least 25%. I can tell you that CenturyLink is more unstable than it ever was, and it was lousy to begin with. They provide internet services to hospitals and businesses and of course, residential customers. So all are in jeopardy who use the internet. So we think, well, we'll just order it online. Well, maybe not. There have been many times in the past several months when I've tried to order something online and I can't. I can't because the internet went down. Imagine this. Imagine you go to buy something on the internet and you order it. Let's say it's on eBay. And you bid on something, you walk away from your computer, your bid is in, you win the bid, the internet goes down for a couple days, and you haven't paid for it. Now the seller's frosted with you because you haven't paid. Does the seller know that you have an internet outage? No. Seller's trying to communicate with you and you don't answer. Now he's even more frosted. You're tying him up. You bought this thing. You bid on it. You won, but you haven't paid for it because the internet's down. So what do you do? Do you wait it out? Do you call your friend and say, hey, I bought this thing. Would you pay for it for me? Do you think that's going to happen? This is a big problem. We've been conned into thinking that online is good. It's always going to work. Voice over IP phones. You don't need a landline. Just have voice over IP. But the internet's unstable. So if the internet's unstable, how does the voice over IP work? It doesn't. That's why when you get voice over IP or VOIP phone service, they tell you don't depend on this. Don't depend on this for emergency phone calls. What they're telling you is it doesn't work so well. We're living in times that many have not imagined. Here at USA Prepares for almost 10 years, or about 10 years, we've been telling you that this was going to happen. And here we are. Food shortages, supply chain disruptions. Our power has been flaky here. So we have a choice between, well, we have three choices for electricity here. Off-grid. Off-grid means we don't use the grid at all. We generate our own electricity. And if the sun's not shining, fire up a generator, charge the batteries, and we're good to go as long as the generator works and as long as we have fuel and maintenance supplies to keep the generator running and to know how to do it. We could use on-grid as long as that's working. Or we can use hybrid. And hybrid is a cross between off-grid and on-grid. So we could use off-grid for whenever we want and on-grid for whenever we want. And we could have the system, the solar system with the inverter, make automatic, well, pre-programmed decisions for us when to switch between on-grid and off-grid, depending on sun, depending on battery charge condition, and so forth, and load. So there are a lot of things to think about. And one of them, I'll tell you when we come back, you know, Seattle's in a lot of turmoil right now. A chunk of the city's been turned over to armed occupants. Let's talk about that when we come back with that.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, let me just take a U-turn and go back where I was for just a couple minutes. So I was looking at the internet about banking and which banks are still open, and I happened to find a link to NewJerseyNJ.com, NJ.com. And there's an article that says, will banks close due to coronavirus? Which banks are still open? And there's a list that says Bank of America has not yet announced branch closings. Capital One has closed branches in Freehold, Island, Jersey City, North Plainfield, Hoboken, and Union City. Chase Bank has closed about 1,000 branches. 1,000 branches. Connect One Bank has closed branches in Princeton, Ridgewood, and Englewood. This just happens to be New Jersey. What I'm trying to give you is a flavor for what is happening across the country. Lakeland Bank, L-A-K-E-L-A-N-D, has announced that starting on March 23rd, the only services that would be available would be drive-up or by appointment. Ocean First has closed branches in Red Bank, Homedale, Monroe, Long Branch, Lakewood, Harrogate Community, Leisure Village, Point Pleasant, Clinton, Ventnor City, Medford, and Freehold. Now, this just happens to be a couple of the banks. There's a list that's much longer than this. What I'm saying is availability of the bank and your funds in person is not what it used to be. Is that a problem for you? It may not be. You may have adopted the online banking, electronic banking, remote banking. debit card banking, direct deposit banking, you may be already there. Not everybody is. So PNC Bank, that's a Pennsylvania National Bank, is only operating in the drive-up mode. Huh. TD Bank has closed its branches in several locations. Valley National Bank had closures. Wells Fargo hasn't, as of the article, hasn't announced yet. More banks. Bottom line is, will it affect you if your bank branch closes? Or the entire bank closes the brick-and-mortar operation? And just says, listen, you know, y'all just sign up. We got, you know, a website, and you can do all your transactions there, but you can't come in, and we don't do cash anymore. Is that a problem for you? We're moving away from cash now. What's good about cash? Well, there's several things that are good about cash. Number one is if you use cash, you settle that transaction right then and there on the spot. It's done. You buy something, you pay for it, you pay cash, you take possession of what you just bought, and it's done. Nobody owes anybody anything. It's settled right then and there on the spot. And cash, if you want it to be, can be anonymous. You can buy something, you can pay for it with cash, and you don't have to say, listen, here's my name, here's my address. You just buy it, pay for it, and you're done. I kind of like that. I bought a bunch of things with cash. You know, there are people who have these yard sales, or people who have go to flea markets. There are people who advertise on Craigslist. Most people who advertise on Craigslist don't take credit cards, right? They certainly don't want to take your check. They don't know you from Adam. So cash is king. Sometimes you even get discounts for paying cash. Why is that? Well, there's something called a merchant discount. So if you go to any big box store, or if you buy something on the internet, the bank charges a merchant discount. Now, don't get all excited, because it's not a discount. What they do is they discount the amount of the transaction, and the bank takes their cut. So it's typically around 3%. So if you buy something for a dollar and use a credit card, there's a transaction fee and there's a merchant discount. So it probably costs 35 cents for the transaction plus 3% for the discount. So the merchant doesn't get that much. The merchant gets less than the amount you pay. So it costs you more in the long run.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Confederate statues in the U.S. Capitol need to be removed. The California Democrats saying that some of the figures committed treason against the United States, and she said most of them were white supremacists.
Statues in the Capitol, I don't know, because that will be up to the makers of the motion to suggest how they would like to proceed. But these names have to go from these bases. And these statues have to go from the Capitol.
Pelosi says Democrats are eyeing 11 statues for removal.
The Republican National Convention is going to be held in Jacksonville, Florida this August, not Charlotte, North Carolina. It's been moved because the governor of North Carolina, a Democrat, Roy Cooper, would not guarantee that it could go forward as planned in Charlotte without coronavirus restrictions. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A 75-year-old man seen in a viral video being shoved to the ground by Buffalo police officers last week is now recovering from a brain injury. His lawyer saying that her client is feeling better and undergoing physical therapy. The two officers involved in the incident were suspended and have been charged. Scotland's parliament wants to end shipments of tear gas and rubber bullets from the United Kingdom to the United States. Scottish lawmakers voting 52-0 with 11 abstentions yesterday on an amendment calling for a ban on the exports of such items. The vote came as chemical gas and rubber bullets have been used at protests over the police custody death of George Floyd back on Memorial Day. Police are searching a Connecticut home of a missing mom, Jennifer Dulos. She's been missing since May of 2019. She once lived at the address with her estranged husband, Fotis Dulos, who was charged with her murder but committed suicide earlier this year. According to reports, cops had been at the property previously, but without a warrant or cadaver dogs to search the woods behind the home. And a distillery in Australia mixed up gin and hand sanitizer, accidentally selling 9 bottles with the wrong label. They put out a recall and managed to recover all the bottles. And you can find us online at USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This can be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Okay, so it's just me today. And if you decide that you'd like to call in and talk about some tips that you have that work, that are practical, that you absolutely positively know work and you can recommend them and stand behind them, you can give us a call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. I'll be talking about some tips from my book in just a few minutes, but at the top of the, well, bottom of the hour news, we heard Nancy Pelosi say that there are statues that need to be removed from the Capitol. 11 of them they've got targeted. Well, one of my questions is, what about the Lincoln Monument? People go there. I used to go there in the good old days to the Capitol and visit and see the Lincoln Monument. What about the Washington Monument? That thing is 555 feet tall. the tallest monument, I think, in the world. 555 and a half feet tall. It took decades to build it. Well, you know, Washington was a criminal, you know, against the crown. He was one of the ringleaders of the rebellion against the crown. He was a big land grabber. He grabbed land that the crown thought that they owned. Talking about England. So, some people would consider him a criminal. I guess that would be the English, right? And some of his cohorts, like, you know, Benjamin Franklin, and Paul Revere, and Thomas Jefferson, and James Madison, James Monroe, John Hancock. So, when you look at it, it's history, right? Does that mean it needs to come down? Well, lots of statues that have come down. Statues of Adolf Hitler, they came down. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying it's history, and I think it's it will be negative taking these statues down. Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson. Now, if we're going to take them down, what about Martin Luther King and Crispus Attucks? What about war heroes? You know, war heroes get people killed, right? What about presidents who start wars? Let's, I don't know. All the presidents that were involved when wars began with the United States, what about those statues? Do you want to take them down? You can take George Washington off the Federal Reserve note? You know, the one that has the number one on it? Or how about Lincoln? He's on the five. So do we need all new currency? Because we're going to tear down these statues? Well, President Trump said, quote, "I'll straighten out Seattle," end quote. So he threatens to take on the cop-free autonomous zone himself. He says he won't let the city be occupied by anarchists, and criticizes his response from what he calls a pathetic mayor who said it was a block party. Okay. So Seattle's been taken over. And the president refers to these people as anarchists. That kind of sounds negative, doesn't it? Anarchy? Well, let me read you the definition of anarchy. You might not think it's so negative. According to Wikipedia, anarchy is the state of a society being freely constituted without authorities or without a governing body. It may also refer to a society or group of people that totally rejects a set hierarchy. The word was first used in 1539, and anarchy means an absence of government. Do you know that our farm might be considered anarchy? We don't have government in our farm. Now, I'm the head of the household. Everybody makes decisions. Everybody has input. But we do what we want because we think it's the right thing to do. So what I'm saying is when people talk about anarchy, that doesn't necessarily mean murder, rape, mayhem, violence, Molotov cocktails, insurrection. Doesn't necessarily mean any of that. It just means without rule. You know, we have a little hamlet here in Missouri. There are 100 people or so who live in the town. I don't even live in the town. Our farm's outside of town. The town is 100 people. The post office has 100 mailboxes, you know, inside the post office. Half of them are available. So only 50 post office boxes out of the 100 that are available are used. And I think that number's in steady decline. Well, there's no mayor. There's no city hall. There's no town council. There's nothing. And you know what? It works fine. So, sounds to me like anarchy. Anarchy is a state of society being freely constituted without authorities or a governing body. Our little hamlet does not have a governing body. It's unincorporated, not incorporated, unincorporated. And you've seen those signs, leaving the incorporated district of, you know, whatever it is. That means that that town or city is a corporation. That's what that means. If it says incorporated, incorporated city of. If it's unincorporated, it's not a corporation. Ours is not a corporation. And you know what's neat about that? There are no dues. We don't have to pay dues to be a member of the corporation. Taxes. We don't have to pay a mayor's salary or the mayor's secretary or the secretary's assistant or for the building or for the maintenance of the building or for the heat of the building and electricity and water and, you know, insurance and the list goes on and on. We don't have to pay for any of that because we don't have it. Is that nice or what? So, to me, that kind of sounds like anarchy without rule. And I like it. By the way, that's why we're here. Because I did not want to be in a location where people would tell me, well, no, you can't build it there. You can't build your house there. It's too close to the property line. It's too tall. No, you can't put your barn there. It doesn't match. It's the wrong shape. It's too close or it's too far from something. We don't have any of that. There's nobody to... When we built our house, there was nobody that inspected the wiring. There was nobody that inspected the roof, the plumbing, the foundation, the footer. Nobody said, whoa, you can't move in there. You don't have a handrail to your door. You have to have a handrail so you don't fall when you're climbing up your stairs. You know, that happens in lots of places. Nobody approved the plans. Nobody even saw the plans. If I wanted to build a swimming pool, I would build a swimming pool. My son and I would flip a coin to see who got on the backhoe. And we would dig a swimming pool. I'd probably let him win. The whole family would be involved in figuring out where it was going to go, what shape it was going to be, how deep it was going to be, and whether it was going to be made out of concrete. Or whether it's going to be made with steel sides and a vinyl liner and a sand and vermiculite floor. I mean, there'd be plenty of us involved in the decision. Except the government would not be involved in the decision. We don't need some building inspector to tell us what to do, where to put it, how to do it, etc. We don't want that. That's why we live where we live. I'd like to discuss tomato cages with you and what we decided to do this year. But first, Kathy in Ohio, welcome.
Hi, Vince. How are you? This is Kathy.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
It's great to hear your voice.
Vince? Thank you.
Yeah.
Same to you. Vince, I wanted to tell you that I had noticed some things to me that were, boy, more disturbing than ever. One of them was the fact that I had been going online to get certain things, and they're just not available. As soon as somebody says, oh, I found this online, they're gone. Or it's on sale. Within minutes, it's gone. And I guess what you've said all along is if you need to get it now. The other thing that I noticed yesterday, I was out shopping. I had to go get gas for the car and things like that. And I went by an estate sale, and there were so many cars there that the road was blocked. It was just swarmed. I have never seen anything like this in my life. So I just think people that can't find things are probably going to turn to, like, Craigslist or eBay or estate sales and things like that. So those are the couple things, but I'm just saying that I'm normally a pretty optimistic person, but boy, it just seems like it's just steamrolling at us, and there's like no way to stop it.
Okay, I absolutely agree with that, and Kathy, we've been saying this for about 10 years, literally. We said this was coming. We didn't know exactly when, but what we thought the result would be what I've termed the corona panic. And initially I said that the virus is real, but the fallout from the virus, the domino effect from the virus, is going to be really, really bad. People are going to get sick, people are going to die, and yeah, it's true. But there's a lot of conspiracy theories, and I said, forget all that, but what we should focus on is surviving the fallout, surviving the corona panic, which was my term, corona panic, which would be supply chain cracks, failures, breakage. And here's what we're seeing. You know, the violence is all part of that. It's part of the corona panic. It's part of the straw that broke the camel's back, which was George Floyd, et cetera. Here's what I found out, that in Lebanon, Missouri, there is an Aldi store, A-L-D-I. Aldi was the only store that Walmart is concerned about. The only one that Walmart can't beat is Aldi. Aldi has fewer employees, and they have a streamlined operation. They can sell food for less than everybody else. And I'll tell you what happened in Aldi, and it's not just in Lebanon, Missouri. I believe it's all over the country, and it's exactly what you're talking about, Kathy. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers.
Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us, and I'm so glad you called in, Kathy. So, class, Aldi, A-L-D-I, is the only store that Walmart cannot compete with and sell for less. Aldi is an extremely well-run organization. They sell mostly food, but over the years, they've branched out into Chinese junk. And they would sell hamburger flippers, waste paper baskets, small kitchen appliances, all from China. So they had roughly two aisles that you could go down out of maybe the eight aisles in the store that had this Chinese junk. So it looked like food, which was their main operation, was selling food, was losing ground to Chinese junk. And I believe that's because they didn't have the supply of food. Otherwise, they would stay with what they were good at. So they brought in this Chinese junk, and it occupied more and more shelf space. And then it occupied less shelf space. Now, the shelves are still there, but the Chinese junk is disappearing. And I believe that's because Chinese junk is not being imported into this country anymore. So what's here is here. Now, what does that mean? I think that means electronics. I think that means everything else that the Chinese make, TVs, DVD players, computer monitors, computer electronics, all those things, Wi-Fi routers, all the things that are ubiquitous, all the things that you go to almost any store and buy. Well, that supply is being depleted. And so is the supply of everything else. And what I have found is that if you want to buy good quality, you're going to have to buy vintage. What that means is something made around 50s, 60s, 70s, an older product when they made things much, much better. And what's happening is, as Kathy said, she's absolutely right, things are disappearing very fast. And if you want to buy like a vintage ratchet on eBay, you know, a brand that would be a top quality. And it doesn't have to be Snap-on, which is, you know, one of the most expensive. But if you want to buy Craftsman, Made in USA, SK Wayne, which is also known as SK, USA manufactured, Husky, which was made in USA in the, you know, 70s and 60s, those tools are way more expensive now than they were when they were new. Used on eBay, they're more expensive because we can't get the quality of those products anymore. And what I found when I wanted to buy some food processing equipment, vintage, mechanical, good old standby stuff. It's really, really hard to get. And the prices are 2 and 3x of what they would normally be in the good old days, like January. Kathy, are you finding the same thing?
Oh, absolutely, Ben. I wanted to get a food saver cap to go over my jar to seal it, and it normally runs about $10. They had them on eBay for $105 for one, mm-hmm. and you can't get them. I've checked mm-hmm. many sources. They're just all out of stock right now. The other thing with all these is you're absolutely right. I went in about a week ago, and they used to have 3 or 4 shelves of the non-food items, mostly the Chinese things. There was probably 2% that was there. The rest they tried to fill it in with food, and the other two aisles had the 2%, and that was all they had. And they have a big sign saying, "We're sorry, but we are not going to get everything that's in our ad," which is virtually almost nothing now. The other thing, Vince, I want to mention before I have to go is always check your receipt. Many times when they're ringing things up, there's a mistake on the receipt. And if you can catch it before you get home, then you don't have to go back. Or sometimes you have to go in a different line and go to customer service if you catch it. But check your receipt. And now a lot of places are not taking any returns. So if you can't, if you're going to buy like a pair of shoes or for someone else and they can't try them on, I would say, you know, be careful because you may not be able to take them back.
Yeah, it used to be, Kathy, it used to be that, oh, let me give you an example. So when I was growing up, let's say there was a sale on boys' pants or boys' shirts, and my mother wasn't sure which size to buy. Let's say I was not with my mom for me to try it on. She, and if it was on sale, but it was not going to be on sale tomorrow, she would buy one of them, exactly, you know, let's say the pattern, the style, etc. She'd buy it knowing that it probably wasn't going to fit. But what it did was it would hold the price because she could bring it back when they got more and swap the size that didn't fit for a replacement that did fit at the sale price. You can't do that anymore because now stores don't want to take things back. It's exactly what you're talking about. Kathy, do you have a little bit more time or not? Kathy, will you be able to stay with us, or do you have to go?
Yes, I may.
That'd be great. Thanks so much. Kathy's going to be back with us, and we're talking about tips from the book and tips that she has. Please pay attention.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.